Students from the 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades in the Park City School District were surveyed about risky behaviors. And while some may question the validity and honesty of the teenagers' answers, school board president Mo Hickey says they trust the findings. He says there were embedded questions that were designed to bring out the dishonest replies. Out of 944 surveys returned, they were able to count some 913.
So they have some questions that can weed out. I think the last one, I don't think it was in this one, but they had OxyContin and they asked about, do you take this much on a daily basis? And it would be enough to kill a horse, right? But we had four students that said yes.
Hickey said the survey showed an increase in marijuana use, which is a national trend. There was no indication what the increase can be attributed to, whether it has to do with relaxed marijuana laws.
It certainly had an increase in the past year in Park City, mostly at the 10th and 12th grade level was where we saw the increase. So that's something we have to look at.
He says while drinking is on the decline, at least for 6th, 8th, and 10th graders, he thinks parental education could bring those numbers down more.
A lot of the alcohol use, for example, was taking place in homes with parental consent. That was one of the things where we were above both the national average and the state average in terms of it's okay to do it at a family gathering or at home as long as you're not driving was sort of the summary of that. So I think that's something that where we're seeing it take place. I mean, not necessarily the school's responsibility, but the school's responsibility maybe to do the education that this is what's taking place out there. It's the attitude of it's okay as long as you're doing it at home and I can watch you and nobody's driving. And the survey got into that depth of questions.
For a teenage brain, says Hickey, both pot and alcohol are damaging as the brain develops until age 25. He makes note of how potent marijuana has become.
The potency that we're seeing in marijuana, for example, over the past 10 years has increased dramatically. And I don't think anybody knows the effects of that at the moment yet. You know, we've always looked at it, so it has a negative effect on the development of the brain. But if the potency is increasing, I would assume that there's more risk for danger.
He says the survey proves the importance of parents having a zero tolerance policy.
It's how the parents handle the questions and how they handle the responsibility has a big impact on the student. So we didn't touch on this last night, but it's in the report that if you say, you know, it's okay to try or it's okay to experiment, that for a teenager opens the door and usage goes up almost 50% immediately. It's really sort of taking that zero tolerance until they're adults, quite honestly.
Finally, against the rest of the state and the nation, Hickey says adolescents in Park City score lower in certain areas and higher in other areas of risky behavior.
Slightly higher in alcohol use, which doesn't really come as a surprise, and it didn't come as a surprise to the people with the survey. We're probably a little bit higher on marijuana use, but not dramatically, quite honestly. And we're much lower in things like prescription drug abuse and things of that nature. So based, you know, the feedback we got from the Sharp people was that based on our demographic and the community, that our numbers were not out of line with what they've seen nationally for that age group in similar communities.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.